Özgürüz Radyo sunar. Gümüş Perde. Hazırlayan ve sunan Canberk Benli.
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Sinema seven dinleyenlerimiz, Gümüş Perde'ye hoş geldiniz. Evimizde bolca zaman geçirdiğimiz bu günlerde keyifle dinleyeceğinizi umduğumuz bir program hazırladık sizler için. Bugünkü Gümüş Perde'nin konuğu İngiliz besteci Jeff Wayne ve onun tüm zamanların çığır açan, en çok satan müzikallerinden biri Dünyalar Savaşı. İlk olarak 1978 yılında müzikseverlerin karşısına çıkan müzikal, 2006 yılında Beyaz Perde'ye de taşınmış. Jeff Wayne'in Dünyalar Savaşı müzikali, H.G. Wells'in 1898 yılında yazdığı Dünyalar Savaşı romanının hikayesini anlatan albümü. Müzikal, kitaptaki hikayeye odaklanırken karakterlerin duygularını ifade eden güçlü melodilere de yer veriyor. İngiltere'de 15 milyondan fazla satan albüm, gazeteci olarak yorumlarını dinlediğimiz Richard Burton'ın sesiyle başlıyor. Müzikler eşliğinde albümü tanımaya devam edeceğiz ilerleyen dakikalarımızda.
midnight on the 12th of August, a huge mass of luminous gas erupted from Mars and sped towards Earth. Across 200 million miles of void, invisibly hurtling towards us, came the first of the missiles that were to bring so much calamity to Earth. As I watched, there was another jet of gas. It was another missile, starting on its way. Spurting out from Mars, bright green, drawing a green mist behind it, a beautiful but somehow disturbing sight. Ogilvy, the astronomer, assured me we were in no danger. He was convinced there could be no living thing on that remote, forbidding planet.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. Of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, but still they come.
Then came the night the first missile approached Earth. It was thought to be an ordinary falling star, but next day there was a huge crater in the middle of the common, and Ogilvy came to examine what lay there. A cylinder, 30 yards across, glowing hot, and with faint sounds of movement coming from within. Suddenly the top began moving, rotating, unscrewing. And Ogilvy feared there was a man inside trying to escape. He rushed to the cylinder, but the intense heat stopped him before he could burn himself on the metal.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one. But still, they come. Yes, the chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one. But still, they come.
Dünyalar Savaşı, H.G. Wells tarafından yazılmış aynı isimli kitaptan yola çıkan bir müzikal. 1978 yılında dinleyenleriyle buluşan müzikal, bestecisi Jeff Wayne liderliğinde 2006 yılında hayata geçirilen bir proje ile tekrar seslendirilmiş ve İngiltere'de tura çıkıp büyük bir başarıya imza atmış. 2006 turunda Richard Burton vefat ettiği için görüntüsü salon olarak yansıtılmış ekranlara. Aynı zamanda Moody Blues'un solisti olan Justin Hayward ve Chris Thompson gibi 1978 yılındaki orijinal müzikali seslendirmiş bazı isimler de 2006 müzikalinde tekrar karakterlerine bürünmüş. Müzikalin giriş bölümünde gazeteci, 19. yüzyılın sonlarında dünya dışı yaşamın varlığını ve dünyanın aslında uzun zamandır gelişmiş varlıklar tarafından gözlemlendiğini anlatıyor. Ancak buna karşın bir gök bilimci olan Ogilvy, Mars'ta hayatın var olamayacağına ve tehlike olmadığına ikna ediyor gazeteciyi. Yine de tanımlanamayan bir cisim dünyaya çarpıyor ve bir grup meraklı adam cisme yaklaştığında gelişmiş bir Mars silahı olan Heat Ray tarafından yakılıyorlar. Gazetecimiz ise kalabalığın arasından kaçıyor. İngiltere'nin uzaylılar tarafından işgaliyle devam eden hikayenin müziklerine kulak verelim şimdi.
Closer to the pit. A tall funnel rose, then an invisible ray of heat leapt from man to man, and there was a bright glare as each was instantly turned to fire. Every tree and bush became a mass of flames at the touch of this savage, unearthly heat ray. I felt I was being toyed with, that when I was on the very verge of safety, this mysterious death would leap after me and strike me down. At last I reached Maybury Hill, and in the dim coolness of my home, I wrote an account for my newspaper before I sank into a restless, haunted sleep. I awoke to alien sounds of hammering from the pit and hurried to the railway station to buy the paper. Around me, the daily routine of life, working, eating, sleeping, was continuing serenely as it had for countless years. On Horsell Common, the Martians continued hammering and stirring, sleepless, indefatigable, at work upon the machines they were making. Now and again a light, like the beam of a warship's searchlight, swept the common, and the heat ray was ready to follow. Came through and deployed along the edge of the common to form a cordon. That evening, there was a violent crash, and I realized with horror that my home was now within range of the Martians' heat ray. Dawn, a falling star with a trail of green mist, landed with a flash like summer lightning. This was the second cylinder.
They haven't seen the heat wave yet.
Anlatıcı olarak dinlediğimiz gazeteci, Mars'a rengini veren bitki örtüsünün dünyada kök saldığını ve hızla yayıldığını keşfeder. Dünyaya yeni gelen Marslılar bir makine inşa ederken bir yandan insanları yakalayarak kanlarını kendi damarlarına enjekte etmektedir. Bu arada gazetecimiz Londra'ya vardığında ıssız ve boş bir şehir bulur. Ancak olaylar ilerledikçe gazeteci Marslıların bir bakteri tarafından yenildiğini ve insanlığın istiladan kurtulduğunu bildirir dinleyenlerine. Geriye şu soru kalır. Dünya artık güvenli mi? Yoksa Marslılar bu başarısızlıklarından ders alıp ikinci bir işgale mi hazırlanmaktadır? Jack Fay'nin Dünyalar Savaşı müzikalinden seçtiğimiz müzikleri dinlemeye devam edelim.
Itself to full height, flourished the funnel high in the air, and the ghostly, terrible heat ray struck the town. As it struck, all five fighting machines exulted, emitting deafening howls which roared like thunder.
Fired simultaneously, decapitating a fighting machine. The Martian inside the hood was slain, splashed to the four winds, and the body, nothing now but an intricate device of metal, went whirling to destruction. As the other monsters advanced, people ran away blindly, the artilleryman among them. But I jumped into the water and hid until forced up to breathe. Now the guns spoke again, but this time the heat ray sent them to oblivion. Flash, the heat ray swept across the river. Scalded, half blinded and agonized, I staggered through leaping, hissing water towards the shore. I fell helplessly in full sight of the Martians, expecting nothing but death. The foot of a fighting machine came down close to my head, then lifted again as the four Martians carried away the debris of their fallen comrade. And I realized that by a miracle, I had escaped.
Jeff Bay'nin Dünyalar Savaşı müzikali H.G. Wells'in 1898 yılında yazdığı romana dayanıyor. Aktör Richard Burton, Muddy Blues'dan tanıdığımız Justin Hayward, Chris Thompson ile hayat bulan müzikaldeki eserler aynı zamanda tüm zamanların en iyi progresif rock parçaları olarak kabul ediliyor. Dinlemeye başladığınız Forever Autumn, 1978 yılında İngiltere listelerinde ilk 5'te yer alıyordu. Jeff Bay'nin bu müzikali 22 ülkede ilk 10'a girmiş ve 11 ülkede 1 numaraya ulaşmış. Şimdi Justin Hayward'a kulak verelim.
The summer sun is fading as the year grows old. And darker days are drawing near. The winter wind be much colder. Now you're not here. I watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky, and one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the sun through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew away. Autumn's golden gown, we used to kick our way. You always love this time of year. Those fallen leaves lie undisturbed now, 'cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here. Thank you.
suddenly leapt from house to house. The population panicked and ran, and I was swept along with them, aimless and lost without Carrie. Finally, I headed eastward for the ocean and my only hope of survival, a boat out of England.
Like the sun through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew away.
A gentle rain falls softly on my weary eyes, as if to hide a lonely tear. My life will be forever autumn, 'cause you're not here, 'cause you're not here.
As I hastened through Covent Garden, Blackfriars and Billingsgate, more and more people joined the painful exodus. Sad, weary women, their children stumbling in the street with tears, their men bitter and angry, the rich rubbing shoulders with beggars and outcasts. Dogs snarled and whined, the horses' bits were covered with foam, and here and there were wounded soldiers, as helpless as the rest. We saw tripods wading up the Thames, cutting through bridges as though they were paper. Waterloo Bridge, Westminster Bridge. One appeared above Big Ben. Never before in the history of the world that such a mass of human beings moved and suffered together. This was no disciplined march. It was a stampede, without order and without a goal. 6 million people, unarmed and unprovisioned, driving headlong. It was the beginning of the rout of civilization, of the massacre of mankind. Towards the already packed steamer. I looked up enviously at those safely on board, straight into the eyes of my beloved Carrie. At sight of me, she began to fight her way along the packed deck to the gangplank. At that very moment, it was raised, and I caught a last glimpse of her despairing face as the crowd swept me away from her.
Like the sun through the trees, you came to love me. Through autumn's golden gown, we used to kick our way. You always loved this time of year. Those fallen leaves lie undisturbed now, 'cause you're not here, 'cause you're not here, 'cause you're not here.
Dünyalar Savaşı müzikalinin bestecisi Jeff Wayne, 1943 Amerika doğumlu müzisyen, söz yazarı ve orkestra yönetmeni. Müzik çalışmalarını İngiltere'de yürüten sanatçı BBC için birçok belgesele beste yapmış. 1966 yılında Saray Tiyatrosu'nda Charles Dickinson'ın iki şiir masalından yola çıkan West End müzikalini bestelemiş. Bu başarılı müzikalin ardından aynı zamanda Dünyalar Savaşı'nda çalıştığı dönemin rock yıldızı David Essex'in yapımcısı olmuş. 1977 yılında Richard Harrison'ın başrolde olduğu Golden Rendezvous'un bestelerini hazırlamış. Wayne, 1978 yılında Dünyalar Savaşı müzikaliyle uluslararası bir başarı elde etmiş. Ve 2009 yılına kadar İngiltere'nin tüm zamanların en çok satan 40. albümü olmuş. 2 Ivor Novello ödülü ve bilim kurgu, fantazi en iyi kayıt ödülünü kazanan müzikal, en iyi tema melodisi ödülünü de almış. Müzikleri dinlemeye devam edelim.
Through the waters, cannons blazing as she came, brought a mighty metal warlord crashing down in sheets of flame. Sensing victory was nearing, thinking fortune must have smiled, people started cheering. Come on, Thunderchild.
Martians released their black smoke, but the ship sped on, cutting down one of the tripod figures. Instantly, the others raised their heat rays and melted the Thunder Child's valiant heart.
Timbers, flashing heat rays pierce the deck, dashing hopes for our deliverance as we watch the sinking wreck. With the smoke of battle clearing, all the brazen waves defiled, slowly disappearing. Farewell, Thunderchild, slowly disappearing.
Smoke cleared, the little steamer had reached the misty horizon and Carrie was safe. But the Thunder Child had vanished forever, taking with her man's last hope of victory. The leaden sky was lit by green flashes, cylinder following cylinder, and no one and nothing was left now to fight them. The Earth belonged to the Martians.
Gümüş Perde'nin de bu hafta sonuna geldik. Evlerimizdeki bu zorunlu tecrit günlerinde sizlere keyifli bir 45 dakika geçirtmeye çalıştık. İngiliz besteci Jeff Wayne ve onun tüm zamanların çığır açan ve en çok satan müzikali Dünyalar Savaşı'ndan seçtiğimiz müzikleri paylaştık. Sağlıklı günlerde buluşmak dileğiyle. Hoşça kalın.
The summer sun is fading as the year grows old, and darker days are drawing near. The winter wind will be much colder. Now you're not.
Gümüş Perde. Hazırlayan ve sunan Canberk Benli.